This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Chop liver, though, Victoria. 7 after the hour. It is Friday the 15th. The Ides of December are on us. Et tu, Victoria. Et tu, Kara Schillen. Jennifer had her Christmas party. Was that it last night? Was she?
She's got a lot going on right now. I don't know.
She doesn't.
Was it a toy drive, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. Whatever it was. She's not here. But we're bringing up the left, the right, the rear, the front. On the DJV show, People in the News. Let's see, shall we start with Dustin Hoffman, or Meghan Markle, or Rupert Murdoch? Ladies' choice, where do we begin?
Let's start with some bad news, which is probably Dustin Hoffman.
yes, I would say that it was the baddest of the baddie news, or sexual misconduct with him. Five more women in the last 24 hours have come forward to accuse him. As a matter of fact, one of them, I think, was underage, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh,
when I remember. The lady in question, Corey Thomas, identified herself, 16 years old, classmate of Hoffman's daughter. They took a walk in Manhattan, the two young ladies and Dustin Hoffman. The parents, Corey Thomas's parents, were supposed to pick her up at a restaurant, but instead Hoffman suggested they all wait at the hotel he was staying in while leaving a note for Thomas's parents at the restaurant. When they went to the hotel, either of the two girls suggested that Karina ought to go up, ought to go home. Karina's the daughter, because it was a school night, so she left, and this young lady was left in the hotel room with Dustin Hoffman alone. Hoffman went to the bathroom, take a shower, came out with a towel wrapped around him, which he dropped. He was standing there naked. I almost collapsed. First time I ever saw a naked man, so she says. He eventually put on a robe and asked her to massage his feet.
Ugh.
I didn't know what to do, she said. I didn't know that I could say no, so I just did it. She said, he kept telling me, I'm naked. Do you want to see more?
Oh. I'm just going to say the answer is definitely no.
This is really putrid.
So the daughter had been there, and then she
left.
That's what makes me sad, because it feels like they trusted him enough as an adult figure that it wasn't a big deal for him to be alone with her. Otherwise, I don't think the daughter would have left. I mean, he's her father, so she would trust him, and it's just bizarre that you would take advantage of that situation.
Another woman named Melissa Kester, yesterday coming forward, accusing him of sticking his fingers down my pants. I'm not going to read the rest of that. This was during the production of Ishtar. It might have explained. She was dating a man who worked for the music director on the film. Hoffman asked her to come into the control room, which was then empty. People could see into the room, though. Hoffman only visible from the chest up. These are sordid. I don't know. We don't have to go through all this stuff. Third woman decided to stay anonymous. Said Hoffman assaulted her while working on Ishtar. Man, a lot of bad stuff, including a bad movie, came out of that experience.
I was going to say, what the heck is Ishtar, and how do we avoid it?
You don't know what Ishtar? You never heard of Ishtar?
No, I've never heard of that.
Horrible movie. He and Warren Beatty were awful. So anyway, he's been accused of sexual harassment now close to, it looks like, 20 times. Looking at him, you wouldn't have thought, I don't know, tell a book by its cover.
Doesn't he kind of, but I know what you mean, though. Doesn't he kind of have that nice, statue. Affable
statue
kind of
yeah, he's a, but
look
he also a
to
statue.
Him?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't want to go through any more of these accusations, do you?
It's disgusting.
It is pretty disgusting. All right, well, you wanted to start with the bad news. Okay.
Let's get to some good.
Good news. Rupert Murdoch. This is sort of an in-the-middle story. Most people are familiar with the name Rupert Murdoch, right?
Correct.
I don't like to assume anything, but I think we have Rupert Murdoch pretty much figured out.
Right.
He started as a newsboy. His story is not dissimilar, you know, from Richard Branson. They both started working as delivery boys in their teenagers for a newspaper. And Rupert Murdoch then did something similar to Branson. He was able to, Branson became a writer on music because the newspaper that he was delivering, which was called Virgin, that's where his company name came from, was all about music and performers and that sort of thing, which was his passion. Murdoch, however, he was not necessarily, he was interested in reporting the news, but he was probably the original slanter, if you know what I mean. He developed the kind of style that has led to what he created at Fox and at Sky and all these other, he owns the Wall Street Journal. I mean, you name the outfit that he enjoys owning, and it all has a political slant to it. And that's how he started. He wrote columns for this newspaper that he was delivering. And the newspaper editor thought, wow, this is pretty interesting. He's a kid, and he's got this kind of passion for politics. He's an Australian, and that's where it all started. And then he eventually owned the newspaper. I'm not sure it was that one, but it was one of them, when he was fairly young. And he began selling a lot of advertising. He understood the business. So he was a writer. He was an advertising salesperson. He pretty much did everything at the newspaper and made something of it. And then got somebody to invest with him. And he was off to the races. He bought a bunch of newspapers in his 30s when he was in Australia. And then he just managed to expand, came to America, bought a lot of stuff over here. Originally newspapers and then other media assets, bought a lot of stuff in England and Europe. So he's become a fabulously wealthy man, and his family is fabulously wealthy. They've been very quiet, however. You know, there's these lists everywhere of Bezos, he's the richest man in the world, and over here's Warren Buffett, and then over there there's Bill Gates, and then there's Mrs. What's her name from Walmart? There's all these people. Murdoch's right up in there, but he keeps it to himself. He doesn't want everybody to know his business.
And a couple of ex-wives he's trying to hide out from?
Well,
he's got a new one. He's got Jerry Hall.
Did he? Yeah, he did marry her, didn't he?
Yeah. I think it's maybe like 6 months ago.
So this would be the last marriage for her. Her first was to Mick, right? Wasn't she first married to Mick Jagger?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was first time around. Imagine that, going from Mick Jagger to Rupert Murdoch.
Obviously, Jerry can attract the guys with the money.
Yes. Well, I don't know if Mick had. I guess he was on his way to making money when she hung around.
Well, I think when he married her, he was already
He was
loaded.
Rolling in it.
Yeah, I think when his first.
Rolling.
Yeah, very funny. His first marriage was Bianca Jagger, right? Wasn't that in the early 70s or something? I don't know that he had as much money back then, but by the time Jerry Hall came around.
Yeah, she started dating him when he was already married, apparently.
Yeah, she was early on. She was early on.
But they didn't actually get married until 1990, so he had,
he had
tons
of
dough by then.
Yeah.
So Murdoch is 86. Yesterday it was announced that the Walt Disney Company was going to pay Murdoch's News Corporation $52 billion to buy his movie assets. Now, there are other things in his media and entertainment business, and he's selling off wide swaths of them because he's 86. He knows he's not going to last forever.
Doesn't he have two sons, though, who help run the business?
He has two sons. Yep. And he seems to be testing them to see which is the better to run whatever assets there are that are left.
Romulus versus Remus?
Yeah, right. That's right. I forgot about that for a long time ago. Greek mythology. Lachlan is the one. I think there's Lachlan, and the other one is John. Is that right?
I don't know.
A J. Anyway, and they both are very capable, and they both seem to get along. So I don't know why he's doing this. That is testing the two of them to see who runs what's left. At any rate, quite a payday for Rupert Murdoch. One more name in the news today. People focusing on Meghan Markle, who attended the Queen's staff Christmas party yesterday. Major milestone in her journey to becoming a member of the royal family. Her first Christmas party with the royals. She and Harry were at the annual Christmas party that is conducted not by the Queen, because the Queen doesn't necessarily mix, if you know what I mean, with the staff, but it's okay for the Prince to do that. Let's see here. No, wait a minute. The Queen was there.
I think the Queen is there for this one. This is her thanking the staff party.
Yeah. Prince Andrew was there, the younger son. Charles was not there. Meghan was there. A lot of cousins and that sort of thing. Meghan was at ease as she moved around the crowd, impressing several hundred guests with her humble approach and friendly manner. She's very smart. Good for her.
It made headlines yesterday that she went up to people and said, "Hi, I'm Meghan," and shook hands. And it was hilarious. It was all over social media. "Hi, I'm Meghan." People want to make T-shirts of it now because they think it's so fun and cool that she's just got this very down-to-earth. She didn't expect that anyone would know who she was. She just introduced herself as if she was a regular person.
And, well, she is kind of a regular person.
Yeah.
And I mean, she's an actress, but she's a regular person. It seems that she's had an impact, or generally speaking, things seem to be more relaxed, do you think? They seem to be more relaxed over there with the royal family?
Yeah, they're living together. They're living in sin before getting married.
Doesn't that always work for the younger kid, though? Like, the older one has to go through all the crap, and then the younger one can, like, go out and do whatever they want and
have
all their
girls. Are you speaking from experience?
Yeah, exactly. The youngest over here.
I'm sure my older sister would say that I am.
Right. You got everything.
I did think that was kind of surprising when the palace announced officially that Meghan was moving in with him while they were planning their wedding, because I think Kate and William, they didn't live together before they got married. So, and Charles and Di definitely didn't. As from every special I've seen, she was living at home with her parents before she moved in, married to him.
Kept the chastity belt right there, handy by. All right, so Meghan Markle making more friends. Good for her. 19 past the hour, DJV show. Doug Steffen with Victoria Kara, and the invitation. It's sort of very interesting to see how people respond to things as I talk about them on the air. Obviously, this program needs sponsorship in order to be presented to you. And we find there are a lot of people come to me and say, "Okay, I want to try this." And I say, "Yeah, okay, let's try it and see if it works." And then there are things that we know will work and other things that I'm not sure. Okay, we'll try it and see if it works. And so in this past week especially, I think I've been talking about this krill omega 50, the combo of krill oil and fish oil for about a month now, right? 3 weeks, months, and I've been in that vicinity. Mm-hmm. And the first couple of weeks, people are listening, all right, what's this all about? This week, apparently, and last week, these folks have had, is that the right word, cajillion? Yes, a cajillion. A number of calls to 800-355-1493. And why is that? Because the folks at Purity Products are giving away the Krill Omega 50 Plus. Great combo of fish oil and krill oil. Fish oil for your heart and for your cardiovascular system and your brain. And then the joint comfort comes from the krill oil combination. In a week, you'll feel better, guaranteed. You want to get your money back because the first bottle is free. 800-355-1493. Call and order your free bottle now. 800-355-1493.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Musically in this portion of our DJV show. Most musical fans of all ages get this Sgt. Pepper tune in the background. Paul McCartney is gifting signed Beatles box sets to benefit Manchester, the Victims Fund up there. Remember what happened this past year? And they've raised about $4,000 going to benefit two families who were affected by the terrorist attack at the Ariana Grande concert. 22 people, remember? They died in that thing in May.
Terrible.
Yeah. Since then, the arena has reopened and did so with a special gig featuring Noel Gallagher, who was of the Manchester band Oasis originally. After the attack, McCartney donated a special Sgt. Pepper 6-disc Super Deluxe box set. It sold at Bonhams in London yesterday for $3,000 with no commission fee. It's up to about $4,000. The parents of one of the victims said they were extremely grateful for Sir Paul's kind gesture. People's generosity has helped us greatly in the aftermath of our loss. We can't thank them enough. So the family said. Manchester Mayor Andy Burnham claimed that the government has reimbursed Greater Manchester with only $12 million of the full $28 million required to deal with the aftermath of the attack. He spoke about the reopening of the arena as a symbol of defiance. So, I don't quite... Who are they reimbursing? The families?
Well, I think the city of Manchester is supposed to get a payout from the federal government.
The British government, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think... I think that's what they're talking about. But, you know, the Grenfell fires, which was in a low-income area,
yeah,
they've also been making similar claims that they're owed money from the British government, and it's just either not arriving or very, very slowly.
Maybe they don't have it.
I don't know.
Yep. All right, next up on the musical hit parade here, during this portion of this hour, we move from Mr. McCartney to Mr. Sambora, Richie Sambora, and his relationship with Bon Jovi. Tambora suspected that Bon Jovi would get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when he saw that they absolutely dominated in the fan vote. But he didn't know for sure until his buddy Stevie Van Zandt called him up at 2 o'clock in the morning to say, "You're in." When asked what was his reaction when he heard the news, Tambora said, "Just gratitude, I guess, and going, hey, I'm in the queue with Bob Dylan, Mick, and Keith, and Clapton, all my heroes, and all the guys I grew up trying to emulate. They're my heroes and my teachers. To be in that line is kind of surreal. I don't know if I believe it yet." The question of whether Tambora will reunite with Bon Jovi at the induction ceremony is on the minds of a lot of the fans. Tambora says, quote, "Look, I'm way happier doing what I'm doing now. Being in a band isn't the easiest thing to do in the world, especially when you're out there for 18 and a half months at a clip. Life changes when you come back home. People are different. People get divorced. Life's tragedies happen." Yeah, I'm not feeling too bad yet for this guy. Let me see if I can find some other way of... Anyway, the question was asked whether he speaks to John Bon Jovi or not. Richie said, "It's been a couple of years. Some extra... This has been texting," he said, "back and forth. There ain't no malice or anything like that. 31 years is 31 years. Long time. Being in a huge organization like Bon Jovi, it's all-consuming. You don't have a chance to do anything else." Why do I not
that.
Feel so... Yeah, I know, but so... suck it up, pal. Tambora says if the band asked him to jam with him on stage, he will do so happily. Won't that be sweet? I mean, tell him to kiss my butt, but that's just me. Anyway, I'd never cared for Richie Tambora since he married, what's her face?
Heather Locklear?
Yeah. Well, he sort of had a secret thing for her. 28 past the hour.
The more you talk about how bad others are, the worse you look. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I've met people obsessed with wanting to convince others how bad certain people are in their lives. These people can't seem to let go of trying to convince me, or others for that matter, of how terrible the person is who hurt them. But here's the thing. The more obsessed they become with talking about that person, the more they are consumed by negativity. And the same is true with you. If you've been hurt by someone and find yourself trying to tell others how bad or terrible that person is, then just keep in mind that at some point, you will definitely need to let that go. Otherwise, you will have been consumed by that person's negativity. For help letting go of pain, visit drchristianconti.com.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. You know what would save time? Doing holiday shopping while stocking up for your business. And right now, at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you. Offer ends 12/16. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035.
That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, 34 after the hour, we've captured your attention. Thank you for that. Friday is upon us. I want to say hi to Terry Lynch down in Lake City, Florida, who is a winner because she listens to the DJV show. How do you do? Merry Christmas greetings. Happy New Year greetings from all of us here on the DJV show. That would include Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. We're all available for comment and connection. Twitter has us at DJV Show, or at On Air Victoria, or at C. Schillen, S-H-I-L-L-E-N-N, if you want to correspond with her, or at Doug Steffen. Thought it was interesting, Meryl Streep this week said she had the fix to the problem. The reason that Harvey Weinstein and all these others, Dustin Hoffman, whoever has been involved in this scandal, the reason that this has happened and the way it could have been prevented is to have more women on the boards of these big multinational entertainment companies. She might be right about that.
Yeah.
You ladies were just talking about one of our listeners and what it takes. I think the listener was critical on Facebook of women. Or what did we say on the air about not enough women doing something yesterday? And I'm trying to remember what it was.
At CES, the Consumer Electronics
Show. Consumer Electronics Show, yes.
Yeah, they've been under a lot of heat for the last several years because they have not had any women on the panel.
I wonder why. What do they say when asked?
Their answer was ridiculous. Their answer was, well, we feel your pain, but that's the criteria. And they're basically blaming their own criteria for the reason. They could change it.
And I think the spokesperson was a woman, too, if I remember.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was ridiculous. It was awful.
So funny. People are just funny. The things that, you know, speaking of that, just as an aside for a moment, did you see that yesterday, Pukin Putin, Bad Vlad, had a press conference, went on for hours and hours. There's a bunch of American reporters there asking him lots of questions, obviously, about his connection to Trump and what about Trump. And he spends 15 minutes telling the audience what a great guy Trump is, what a fabulous president he is, how lucky America is to have him as president, and that there's nothing to all these things. It's, in fact, he used the Russian expression for fake news. To explain away the alleged connection between the Russians and, however, if there is a connection, whatever it is. He says it's nonsense, Trump's a great guy, America's lucky to have him, and all you guys are invested in producing fake news. That's pretty much what he said. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Maybe we should have him run for president in a couple of years. What do you think? Putin for president.
Great.
Yeah.
Am I the only one who feels a little bit weird about Putin having awesome things to say about our president? I feel like that's the one person I don't want to have awesome things to say.
That's why you make your own, draw your own conclusion from that. I just thought it's just amusing. The other things that you draw from it are up to you to draw whatever conclusion you want to. I'm not here to tell you how to think. I'm just here to tell you what's going on and to sort of, if it's appropriate, to chuckle about it. And I found that to be a chuckleable, is that a good word? You know how they have teaching moments? That was a chuckleable moment. Chuckleable. I like that. Put that, could somebody call Merriam-Webster and have him jam that in before the end of the year, would you?
I think the word is laughable, but
Laughable is good, yep.
I guess we could use chuckleable.
You know what's look at some of these ugly sweaters. Today happens to be National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day. I've seen some really ugly ones this year. How about you ladies?
Oh, yeah.
Ugly.
It's unreal.
Yeah.
Some of them have light up things, elements on them. And yeah.
And warmers. So why is it that Christmas time seems to attract these really ugly sweaters? What is there about Christmas? Just people looking for gifts and they'll buy anything to give anybody?
I don't know. I think the ugly sweater thing may have started in the late 70s or early 80s.
Yeah.
And I think people genuinely wore Christmas sweaters like that. And now we kind of laugh at it and have made it a national holiday. But I think back then, there are probably a lot of people who can dig through some old photos of their family and see grandma wearing some pretty hideous stuff.
You know, it's been so cold here the last 3 or 4 days, I started digging out some of my sweaters. And now that you mention it, now that we're focused on it, I got some pretty ugly sweaters. Maybe I should model them and take a few pictures of them, right? I'll do the selfie thing.
They're not Christmas sweaters, though, right? They're just ugly sweaters in general.
It is ugly.
Yeah.
They're good for on the farm to stay warm.
Right.
I don't like wearing them because I don't like being here when it's cold. But they got them out of the mothballs the other day because it seems to be... Is it me? You're in New York, Victoria. Jenna, Carrie, you're down in Washington. Is it me, or does it seem to be really colder earlier this year? What was it like? I don't even remember what it was like.
I feel like it's the opposite.
Oh, you do?
It's December, and we just had our first snow last weekend?
Yeah.
December 9th or something? That's kind of late for a first even flurry. We didn't have anything before that. So I think this has actually been a very, very warm, just a warm winter so far. And then this right now, this week, it's been in the 30s. So it's been, I guess, kind of normal for December. Yeah. But then the temperatures are going all back windy, up though. Into the upper 40s next week.
Yeah, but it's been windy here this week. Windy and cold. Wind chill factor here yesterday on the farm was 4 degrees.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It wasn't. I was out and about yesterday afternoon. It was not nearly like that in New York.
I didn't go out of the house till 4 o'clock. I spent the day doing online Christmas shopping. How do you like that?
Wow. Well,
it was catalog shopping online, but it was still kind of buying. Buying from stores. I don't go to Amazon. The only time I go to Amazon, if I'm buying a book, I go to Amazon. Other than that, I don't buy anything on Amazon. I'd leave it to everybody. I don't like to do what everybody else does. It's no fun. What's the fun of doing that? Here's, yeah, sure.
Whatever.
All right. Exactly. Do you know that marijuana is more popular with teenagers now than cigarettes? I was really...
I could kind of see
that. And then my cigarettes. Alcohol as well. There's a sort of survey that was done, and the results were published in the New York Times. Marijuana and vaping also. More popular than any other substance. Now, I don't know whether this is a good sign or not, because wasn't there a real problem with teenagers on opiates? And other things. Why do we need this kind of stimulant? What is there about the human condition that needs so much stimulation, or on the other side, to be deadened as much as you are by using some of this stuff?
Well, I think when you're talking about teenagers are always going to rebel and do stuff that they're not supposed to do. So if it was smoking and now it's vaping, I guess that's safer, because smoking is just so addictive and terrible in every way. But kids are always going to have beer or whatever, sneak some alcohol. I know you didn't do any of that. You skipped. You were just born.
I skipped that, yeah.
Without, skipped all that. But every other teenager on the planet.
Look what it's done for my character. Okay. Right?
Yeah, but it is funny, though. Just walking up and down my street, there are a lot of kids who live on my street, and I don't ever see any of them smoking cigarettes, but I definitely see them all and smell them all smoking pot, for sure.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You think that Prince Harry smokes pot?
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
He was such a party guy, absolutely.
She's getting him to stop smoking.
She's a yogi and she's very holistic and everything. She may be into marijuana, medical marijuana or whatever. We don't know, but she may be fine with that.
Do you think the Queen would ever smoke pot? Partake a little bit?
And that stiff of a husband for hers, can you imagine him blowing up?
Let loose a little bit?
Right, exactly. How about a bong? Is it a bing or a bong? What's that?
The queen with a bong.
The
that
queen
would be
with
amazing.
A bong. That is an imaginative thing to run through your mind. Here's something else I'd like you to imagine at 44 past the hour. Imagine yourself sitting on a beach in Hawaii. Maybe visiting some of the important things that go on in Honolulu, for example, Pearl Harbor, all of the things that go along with the World War II, the spirit of the celebration of what happened in Pearl Harbor. It's an important American experience. And part of the experience that you'll have with me when you take the trip to Hawaii this coming March. Join me on a 13-day guided tour. The guides from YMT Vacations, I will be a guide of sorts. I actually do know my way around some of Hawaii because it's a fabulous place. I haven't been now for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. So I'm looking forward to this. If you've never been, you'll never forget this trip. I will guarantee you that. Not only because I don't know what kind of shape I'll be in. Who knows? I'm sure I'll have fun because this sort of thing is nothing but fun. And some of the things you'll see take your breath away. The cruises are the best that you could imagine. We're going to go to all the islands, by the way. Hop to all of the islands. Some will be on a plane. Sometimes we'll be on a little boat that we go across to the other islands. Riverboat cruises as well. Sightseeing tours. All kinds of, because the tour drivers, I'm told, are so knowledgeable, you'll learn things that you never knew about the history of Hawaii, which is one of the things that attracts me to this. I like history. I enjoy learning about where people come from, what went on, and so you learn that as well. But there's nothing like the Ultimate Hawaiian Tour with these various experiences. You'll be able to swim with the turtles if you want to. There's some things you can do, some things you don't have to do. But all the islands will be included. Discover their unique features. Enjoy all the sightseeing, all the events, all the guides and guidance, if you will. As we think this week about Pearl Harbor and the attack, think about what you can learn by going there. Maybe you've been there. Maybe some of you have a connection to Hawaii. We'll see the Dole Pineapple Plantation. That'll be kind of, I've seen that, man. You talk about expansive. They pretty much own one of the islands. And the pineapple in Hawaii, the food in general in Hawaii, is nothing but super. Okay, so that's the story. There's enough temptation there for you to go to the DJV Show website, find the banner ad for YMT Vacations, Doug's Trip to Hawaii. And then, or in addition to that, you can call 877-900-4574 and get the brochure. 877-900-4574 for more information. 877-900-4574 or get the info on the banner ad at djvshow.com.
77 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
Get joy at Kohl's Super Saturday. Shop early to save big and get Kohl's cash. Present for them, Kohl's cash for you. Get joy with a sweater for her for just $14.99. Star Wars toys are 50% off and a diamond bracelet is only $89.99. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy, get joy. Saturday at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% offer valid December 10th through 24th with promo code SNOWBALL. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, it is Friday the 15th. It's the Bill of Rights Day, proclaimed such by President Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt. He said, I, as President of the United States, do hereby designate December 15th, 1941, as Bill of Rights Day. I call upon the officials of the government and upon the people of the U.S. to observe the day by displaying the flag on public buildings, by meeting together for prayers and ceremonies that may seem to be appropriate. The first 10 amendments to the Constitution make up the Bill of Rights, as you'll remember from your studying that in civics class. I hope you studied that in civics class. And then Congress
passed...
What's
the Bill of Rights? I'm joking.
The Bill of Rights, for your information, is displayed in the rotunda of the Archives Building in the city where Kara can bring you there and show you around.
Mm-hmm.
She can clue you in. There were 14 copies of the Bill of Rights, one for each of the 13 states to sign, and one for the Federal Archives. Only 12 copies survive today. I wonder which one...
I was going to say, I wonder who messed that one up.
Disappeared. Yeah, right. Okay, so there's something else to celebrate on this December 15th, 10 days from Christmas, 10 before the hour.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After the hour now, time for us to count down from number 5 to number 1, the hot hits in terms of information that we have gleaned this week regarding technology. So we'll start at 5, go to number 1. I'm sort of, let me move around here a little bit with you, Victoria. Victoria Keelan has the details. First of all, we'll start with Instagram, and I love this. When I first saw I saw FOMO. Okay. The Ford Motor Company is called. It is. Did you know that? It's called FOMO.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, FOMO is Ford Motor Company. As a matter of fact, it has gone into FOMO Co. It was originally FOMO, Ford Motors, and then it became, because it sounded better, I'm sure, from their perspective, FOMO Co. So it's now Ford Motor Company, FOMO Co. All right, that's enough of that. Go ahead.
Well, the FOMO that we're talking about is an acronym for fear of missing out. And so, apparently, according to new studies, Instagram stories, which are the somewhat live, well, they can be live or they can be recorded video aspects of Instagram as opposed to just the photos that people post, they are giving people a serious case of FOMO, fear of missing out. And according to new studies, it's making people really depressed as well. Studies have typically shown that human beings, wherever we are, tend to rate ourselves as smarter, happier, healthier, more moral, and as safer drivers than other people. But with FOMO happening, When it comes to our social lives, we're actually now, there's a shift culturally where we think everyone else's social life is so much better than our own that it actually is causing depression rates. Mm-hmm. And so now it's negatively impacting our lives, and especially with the holidays coming up too, people have a better tree than someone else, or better Christmas parties, and better clothes,
sweaters.
And all that. Better ugly sweaters.
Yes.
All of that. So essentially, the fix for this is to... several things. Unfollow anyone who doesn't actually make you happy. So if you're following someone that kind of makes you depressed all the time because their life is so much better than yours, or it seems that way, unfollow them. And limit your time. Don't obsess over Instagram, social media, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. Just get out into the real world. That's our message.
Well, thank you, Madam Secretary. It's very nice. Number four, text messaging. Yuck.
Yep. This week, text messaging turned 25 years old. And, of course, texting has become so ubiquitous now, it's almost impossible for us to even imagine dialing a phone. Because we just text everyone. But until December 3rd of 1992, people did dial phones. And sometimes even with those circular things. What was that called?
Rotary,
you know, like
dial.
Rotary phones, right. So in 1992, the first text message was sent from a British engineer named Neil Papworth. He texted his Vodafone colleague, Richard Jarvis, with a very simple message that read, Merry Christmas.
Really?
And our lives were changed from that one text.
Okay, there you go.
What was that?
I was just trying to find, had a sound effect for a rotary phone. I pushed the wrong button. It's one of those things. Merry Christmas. Number three, Siri has the holiday feeling. La, da, 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 da.
Well, Siri will certainly have the holiday feeling by next holiday season. Yeah. Apple has confirmed that they have bought Shazam for around $400 million, is the rumored price. And Shazam, of course, there you go, Shazam is the music app that when you hold up your phone to, if you walk into a bar or a restaurant or the mall or an elevator and you hear a song and you say, hey, I wonder what that song is. Then you can say, Shazam, what song is that? And it'll tell you. Now Siri will have all of that data. So that's it's good for Siri.
I better calm down here so we can get all these stories. And number two this week, as we're counting the number one, big technology stories.
Yep, virtual reality. Those headsets that you see on TV all the time, they're becoming more and more popular. A million of them have shipped already. And it turns out if you spend too much time using those headsets, that they can have severe impacts on your eyesight, especially for kids. So limit your time.
Limit. All right, number one. The FCC, those bastards, what did they do this week?
Oh, well, this is the biggest story globally, not just in the tech world. FCC rolled back net neutrality. A lot of companies are very upset about it. Netflix, Google, Twitter, Reddit, Facebook have all come out blasting this decision, saying that this will now turn the Internet into a place for the elites only. Not good.
I'm not sure that that's really true, but it's unfair not to have some people have better service than others, I think,
and,
under
and,
the
well,
circumstances.
You pay for it. Yeah.
Yeah,
if you pay
yeah,
more, you'll get more.
And I normally, normally would go along with that. But here, especially because of my interest in farming and rural America, I think they're going to come out on the short end of that stick.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.